This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, a very good morning. How are you?
A good morning to you. I'm just so happy I have a voice back. I didn't know if it was a virus or people prayed for a Hanukkah miracle yesterday.
Your voice that should have lasted only one day. Now it's lasting all eight. Oh, wow. Have you been ill?
It's the strangest thing. There's a virus going around in Israel that you feel fine. You just lose your voice.
Oh, my word. I'd be hysterical. Oh, my word. Wow, please let's not talk about such terrible things. We are going to start off with some very important news coming out of Israel, which is that eight bakeries making the craziest donuts this Hanukkah.
You know, they get crazier every single year. And every year I think, how could that, you know,
where
how
they go
could
next
we get
year? Yeah.
More inventive, more creative? I mean, you were here recently. You've seen mm-hmm. them for yourself. It's insanity.
I know, but
so
it's
we
wonderful
have,
insanity.
Eight bakeries vying for the perfect sufganiyot.
Mm-hmm. So what are they?
Okay, well, first of all, Rolladin. Rolladin outdo themselves every single year. And Rolladin seems to be the only bakery with the funny, you know, plastic squeezy things that, you know,
yeah,
have a little,
so little like
extra.
Shot glasses, like it, yeah, exactly. And what's nice is they're doing two now, one's with their filling and one with insulin.
Oh, you need one with insulin and a one-way ticket to your nearest hospital. But the top flavors for 2018 are Baba O'Rum, which is Oiga Vault. Just everybody sit down for this. It's sugar syrup soaked with whipped cream and a candied cherry, served with a dark spiced rum shot.
It actually sounds too terrible.
Well, my first year here, there were ones with whiskey shots. You know, not such an objection from
no,
me.
No. That's one I'm not objecting to. But this one, I don't know. What do you think, Lindiwe?
No.
No,
I like sweet, but this.
That's
no,
too
this
sweet,
is gonna
eh?
Kill someone.
All right, give us another option.
Okay, the other popular flavor from Rolladin is violet cheesecake, which is filled with cheesecake cream topped with purple and white chocolate glaze, garnished with violet flakes, whipped cream, and fresh blueberries, and also with a funny squeezy thing.
I like that. Okay, well, yeah, we can work with that. Yeah, yeah, we're all right. We'll take – how many do we want of those? We'll take
just one.
Yeah,
because we're staying off the carbs. Just one, please.
Well, if you're staying off the carbs, this might not be the way to go. What else you got?
Okay, this is my personal favorite mm-hmm. from Rolladin, and I actually broke down and had one, or at least half. And this is the Royal Lent. Okay, this deserves a drum roll. It deserves a parade. It's sufganiya stuffed with lint chocolate cream, garnished with cocoa dusted almonds, a miniature cream puff, hazelnuts, and a chocolate shot. Yeah,
you see, the studio audience loved that.
Well,
that is definitely the winner. There's no question about that. Wow. So besides Rolladin, I mean, is everybody doing – and how long do sufganiyot last? I mean, do people eat them next week now that Hanukkah's over?
No. Next week we just lob the stale ones at our enemies on the other side of the border. After Hanukkah,
they're going up
finished,
north,
you know,
are they?
Mm-hmm. We'll start seeing the Osnei Haman, or the little Haman's ears starting to come out for Purim, which is, you know, like 4 months away. But you know, Israel a head start on everything,
but especially food, yeah.
But you know, Lindiwe Howard, you know, somebody had to come up with the prime. Super smart way how to put a sufganiya together. And Metuka, which is a bakery in Neve Tzedek in Tel Aviv, now have a sufganiya cake.
A cake?
A cake. So what they've done is they've taken about 11 baked brioche rolls, filled them with 3 kinds of chocolate cream and stuffed them together to make one big sufganiya cake.
I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, really? Is that good?
No.
It kind of takes the fun out of sufganiya. I mean, you know, people
does.
Have said, where the traditional donut? You know,
I want to be
whole,
an individual,
you know,
with my donut. I want to choose my donut. I don't want to have the same as everybody else. It's very personal. This whole donut thing.
It is very personal.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, not to be left out in the north, we've got Shani Bakery in Haifa and in Ramat Gan. Their flavor, they've got a brownie cheesecake flavor,
ooh,
guys.
That's nice. That sounds good.
Okay, wow. So this is cheesecake cream filling topped with chocolate ganache and a mound of edible glitter dusted chocolate brownie bits.
She's actually killing me. I can't have this conversation anymore because all I want to do now is go and bury my face in a donut.
Well, if I tell you the next one, which seems to be one of their popular flavors, it might put you off donuts. And it's called Pink to the Core. I can't. I mean, even just reading this is going to send you to a sugar coma. It's bazooka bubblegum cream filling, light pink white chocolate coating, and pink candy floss garnish.
Oh, that sounds like just, wow. It sounds like bulimia waiting to happen.
No, it's just
– No, that is just – all right.
It's crazy.
That
it's
is
crazy.
That is yes, that is completely simply too much. All right, and Kim sending us she's sending us pictures of these donuts. Kim, where are these donuts from? Oh, my word.
Oh, those look pretty.
These are unbelievable. Double chocolate crunch, caramel –
I'll take the fourth
caramel
one.
Pebbles – cake, cookies and cream. That's a brilliant one. And this, drunken Dunkin' Donuts, Circle of Love. Oh wow, these are unbelievable. Salted caramel. Oh, no, this is all too much. It is all too much. Can we rather talk about something easier to talk about? Hezbollah tunnels. Where are we with that?
Okay, so this week Israel launched Operation Northern Shield, or as we call it in Hebrew, Mifza, against Foni, which is specifically to take out tunnels that are being burrowed by Hezbollah from Lebanon into Israeli territory. And one was found the other day where we said smile for the camera and managed to take care of some Hezbollah operatives who were tunneling through. Now, it's actually quite scary because the intention of these tunnels was to infiltrate into Israel and take over northern communities. And in a statement from the IDF yesterday, we heard that the town of Matula was a targeted area by Hezbollah operatives who wanted to come in and literally besiege the northern town of Matula. But thank goodness we've got a very wide awake army, and they have embarked on this operation, which is expected to take a couple of weeks. And for once, Howard Lindy, we've got the backing of the United or in the international community. We're backed by the US, by Russia, and surprise, surprise, Bahrain.
That's interesting.
It is interesting, but you know, then again, Bahrain see Iran, who are the
main sponsor of Hezbollah
as their enemy. Yeah.
Right, exactly. This is really again defining the lines in the Middle East between those who are against Iran and those who are supportive of Iran.
Yeah, it really is quite extraordinary. We've also heard from the UNIFIL forces in Lebanon, which is the United Nations Interim Forces in Lebanon, that they are calling these tunnels a serious concern. Now, Israel is operating well within international legal boundaries because these tunnels are a violation of UN Resolution 1701, which came into force after the Second Lebanon War in 2006. And the Lebanese government are aware, the army is aware, they prepared for, you know, any eventuality. And Netanyahu, who is now defense minister, I mean, I can't keep up. He's just like the flavors of donuts. There's so many different flavors. He holds so many different portfolios.
Absolutely.
He is now the defense minister until he decides otherwise. And he, in a statement saying yesterday, after he met with various northern communities, including many Druze communities, saying that there is a possibility that Israel may have to go into Lebanon. But no panic yet. We are stable on the border, but we are undergoing this operation to take out these tunnels.
Mike wants to know, why doesn't the army pump smoke through the tunnels and see all the exit points and air holes and destroy these points?
It's a good question. I mean, what isn't being made public is what kind of modus operandi the army are using. We know they're using cameras because we saw exploding cameras as the Hezbollah operatives were coming through the tunnels. It was a real smile for the camera moment. So it's a good question, but you know they don't make public to us what they are doing. We just know that they are taking out these tunnels.
Yeah, and it's a very frightening situation because you see once again incredible vulnerability in Israel, and how there are people that wake up every day and all they want to do is plan different ways to do as much damage as possible. But the UN peacekeepers have now have confirmed that they exist because they were asking for proof, apparently.
Yes, and there are. In their words, very concerned. But you know what is quite extraordinary about this country and the spirit of Israel, and especially this time of the year, Hanukkah. One of our news channels interviewed our soldiers in the north who are part of this operation. And don't worry, everybody, they are still receiving hundreds of sufganiyot a day. The communities in the north are feeding them.
They're
still managing to light their Hanukkiyot.
Amazing.
And they say, you know, the communities in the north are taking good care of them. So, you know, while this is all going on, there's just this tremendous spirit in this country, which is really an inspiration to all of us.
Incredible. That really is remarkable. But the United Nations yesterday, they were trying to, there was a motion to condemn Hamas for the terror attacks against Israel, and that failed. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, can we just take a moment to applaud the outgoing U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley? And
they are so compliant this morning.
I love it that you are so prepared this morning.
It's the audience. They just were so spontaneous in studio. Yes.
I love it. Thank you, studio audience. But Nikki Haley, who is just tremendous, and she served her portfolio with unbelievable integrity and dignity, but she presented a resolution to the United Nations General Assembly yesterday to condemn the clear terrorism of Hamas, and written in the resolution is that it's nothing less than anti-Semitism. However, the Jerusalem Post are using terminology that the resolution was doomed, and because a resolution put forward by Bolivia stated that it necessitated a two-thirds majority. So while we didn't get the two-thirds majority, it was very, very close. It was voted 75-72. So 75 in favor of the American-backed resolution against Hamas.
Right.
But it had 26 abstentions. And because it had 26 abstentions, it didn't meet the two-thirds majority that was needed. But very important that it looks like a lot of countries are waking up, and a lot of countries are realizing exactly who we are dealing with Hamas. I don't know, South Africa, Beulah, anybody there?
South Africa certainly is not one that is going to recognize anything, because they very simply are choosing not to recognize it. So I guess the good news in that is that there was some recognition at the United Nations, even though to some extent, I guess, it just all this does is underscore the incredible bias of the United Nations, that they are unable to condemn a blatantly terrorist activity, which everybody knows was that it was completely absurd. It was just terror in its simplest form, but the United Nations failed to condemn it. So I guess it just they just prove once again who they are.
Well, what is extraordinary is, as Nikki Haley said this in her address to the UNGA, she said, peace must be built on truth. And she said, I want to take a personal moment and ask my Arab brothers and sisters, is the hatred that strong? Is their hatred towards Israel so strong that you will defend a terrorist organization, one that is directly causing harm to the Palestinian people? Isn't it time to let that go?
Powerful words indeed. That's where we love and leave you, Raline Marks. You have a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, a peaceful one, and stay warm and dry.